In Lamed Ches, Sif Aleph in the Ramah, the Chavar said, it's also to create a sound with a musical instrument. Just to knock on the door, even though you're making a sound with it, that is permitted, because it's not music. It's not a musical instrument. This is a Ramah. Chayim Loev and Meister Shor. If you're not doing an act to make a sound, it's permitted. How do you make a sound without an act? And Eilu Shekorah L'Chadeim and B'tzapzim B'fim K'mot Tzipo. Luth Alas and B'Shabbat. A person is allowed to whistle with his mouth to his friend. Of course, this is also not an instrument. He's just using his mouth to do it. There's a discussion about if you put your fingers into your mouth to make it a stronger whistle. Is that permitted? Aruch HaShulchan says Sechach HaShabbos is permitted. Yeah, they bring the shame, the Chazon Ish, that even during the weekday, it is not a proper mode of behavior to make a strong whistling. There's a special knocker on the door that you can knock it. I would just learn that it's not easy because it's permitted. You're not planning to make a whole musical production by knocking on the door. Just knocking on the door. So to use the kli, which is specifically designed to make noise, even if it's not for music, it's a problem. Because since it's such a kli, then we're concerned also, maybe you will use it for making music. Or tuning fork, those type of things, will include in this. If there's a piece of metal near the door which is not used for knocking, like some people have an extra latch to use to lock the door, then you can use that to make noise. It's not made for that purpose. Or if you take a knife and you bang on glass in a way that you don't break the glass, just to make some noise, that's also acceptable because not a clean yuchud, not specially designed to make noise. Achein, also the sham shakas of the delis, they crow. I did clean yuchud lakach, el amach ve yuchud al delis. They used to have a sham, so you used to go around to get everyone to come to the davening, or the learning, also should not use the knocker for that purpose, because, but you can knock on the door. The whole discussion about using a paroches or a Torah for a sefer Torah that makes noise. So over there, it's made to make noise, make nice sound. So based on this, the Taz says it's also to have those things. The Shach, on the other hand, says, right, it's a tzav mitzvah, and then later, just like you had a dance in front of a sefer Torah and Simchas Torah, the Chavra Torah holds also the Chavra Torah. That people should hear the Sefer Torah is coming in, they should get up for the Sefer Torah. Go to Smutze. We learned in the Shulchan Aruch that the Sham should be knocking on the door to wake people up. You shouldn't use the knocker. I always say to Sof Mitzvah. He says that there you have the other option of knocking, but here he has the parochas of the cramp for the Sefer Torah, ketzer for the Sefer Torah, which is making noise. He doesn't have another option. Also, the kavan is not for that purpose. The Maisa, he brings the Mishaburi, the Shari Ephraim, that says, Chetchili, you shouldn't do that, but if you have no Keter, then you could let them do it that way. Same thing is if you know by opening a door it's going to cause something to make noise, some contraption that's going to make a noise. So, you're not Mechavin, you just want to get in, but you know it's a situation that's going to make a pleasant noise. So if one has that type of setup, we should remove it before Shabbos or do something so that it won't make the noise on Shabbos. It wasn't taken care of before Shabbos, and the only way you can get into the house is by opening the door, it's going to make the bell go, and then you can rely on all the opinion. You should have one that's not for that purpose, it's permitted.